So you have to, you know, as I said to you the other night afterwards, what can you do? You have to roll up your sleeves and get on with it and take it by the, match it head on and get on with it and see if we can turn it around.
Now, when you've been around football and clubs, in good times and bad, there's a lot of people scratching their head about Aston Villa at the moment because this is a third busy transfer window down the line, new owners.
Well, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. Look, we've had 30 ins and outs in the last 6 months. So I don't think there's any club in the country which can boast that. Not that it's a great boast, but it's obviously what's happened. You know, there's big change, big turnover, big change again, you know, 2-3 months later, you know. So in that respect, it is difficult. But look, the club has had a tough time. There's no disputing that over the last 2, 3, 4 years, whatever's happened. But I'm not really interested in that. We've got to try and turn it round and move it forward and get talked about the way this great club needs to be talked about. For too long now, it's been all about wrong stuff. And obviously, I've read it from afar and I've been in and around the city long enough to understand that it's had a few problems. And, you know, we can quietly turn it around with the results and let the new regime take its place, if you like. You know, the owner is fiercely committed to the cause. He wants everybody to do well. He's determined to see it through, just like we all are. The backing I've had off them has been second to none. So in that respect, I can't complain at all. What we have to do is settle down, get a settled team, play a settled formation, and obviously then, hopefully, pick up a few results which will turn this thing round.
I mean, obviously the fans see Dr. Tony's tweets from time to time. Yeah. Do you have contact with him or Keith on a day-to-day basis?
I have contact with Keith. To be fair, the owner lets me go and manage it, and he wishes me the best of luck. But he lets me go and manage the club. And that goes for Keith and Steve Round too. In that respect, the club's in great hands. What, of course, we do need now is a few results to settle everybody down. We've got now six new signings who've just walked into the team. You know, we had probably, you know, 8 or 9 new signings in the summer. Them ones in the summer haven't really settled just yet to get used to the surroundings, what it's like playing for this club, what it's like moving to the area, all the rest of it to get settled in. So there's been huge change. I don't want to use that as an excuse. Look, we haven't been good enough over the last 3-4 games in particular. I have to say, in the 2 games against Ipswich and against Barnsley, we've had something like 50 attempts on goal and haven't been able to take one chance. So they're the big key decisions and big things in games. We know we've missed too many opportunities, but we'll have to keep sticking at it.
Because the theory is that there's something endemically wrong with the football club. It's not you, it's not the players, it's not the manager. It's something about Aston Villa that nobody can turn to a success.
Oh, come on, we can't go down that nonsense. Look, somebody's threw at me that I don't care. You know, somebody who used to play here was a legend here that I don't care. It's the best job I've had in 20 years. It's a great club. There's nothing wrong with it. Good people work here. They're all desperate to turn the situation around. They want the club to be successful again. They want it to be in the top end of the Premier League. Where we are is where we are. So we have to accept that. You know, just because you're Aston Villa, if you've been, you know, in turmoil for 2, 3, 4 years, then no matter how big the club is, you know, you've got to try and turn it back round. And you can only do it with a bit of stability. I am the right person for it. And I've certainly got the stomach for it and the fight for it. And I'll do everything I possibly can to turn the situation back in our favour.
Talk about the tactics of the game and the approach to the games. You mixed and matched it over the last 2-3 weeks with wing backs and then different formation against Barnsley. So going forward, what lessons have you learned from it?
Look, when you're not getting a result, you can sometimes change personnel, you can change a formation. So when I arrived at the club 4 months ago, I looked at what we had and said, right, okay, we'll play this way, which was a 4-3-3 if you want, 4-5-1 without the ball, 4-3-3 and have three up the top end of the pitch. Kodjo in particular has been more successful playing towards the left where he does for his country. Now that doesn't mean to say that I'm going to play him as a left winger. And you look at the stats of him playing there, he's got more goals for us playing, even the other night his goals. So it gives us, and then it gives us a bit more solidarity if we like. You know, we've kept 6 clean sheets all season. It's certainly nowhere near good enough. So unless we find that platform, you know, we shouldn't get beaten the 2 games what we've just lost to. You could say we're a little bit unfortunate, the first 2 attempts Barnsley have, the score. You could also say that we've made a mistake. You know, the penalty is a silly penalty to give away. I get that. So in that respect, you know, Codgett playing to a side, obviously Jedinak we've missed, and we've missed his leadership skills. So hopefully he might be available for Monday. And if he is, that would be a welcome to everybody, because certainly, defensively anyway, we've missed his physical presence. And the one thing about Mille, he's a big man and a big powerful man and a bit of a leader, if you like. So we welcome him back if he can make a little difference to us.
Steve, you're shipping too many goals as well. I mean, you might have a goal in you, but you ship too many goals. And, you know, that must be a real concern.
Well, up until 3 weeks ago, Tom, we had one of the best records. Yeah. We were in the top 6 defensively. It's the other end. And that's probably why I've been tempted to put 2 strikers up there and play a little bit more open. And you have to say it hasn't worked. You know, there's no evidence of that working. So I'll go back to when I arrived and have the ethos of where we were. Let's not forget, we were in the bottom 3 when we arrived, and we went on a run, and we based everything on being solid and working hard and do all the basics right. And unfortunately, we've been littered with mistakes, individual mistakes, and not being able to take the chances that have come our way. And we all know the first goal, how important it is. So that's the way we find ourselves. I'm still confident that we'll turn it round. There's still a lot to play for, and we still won't give up.
You were looking at the top end. Do you look at towards the bottom now? I mean, it sounds
negative.
Well,
I've got to be realistic. Yeah. I've got to be realistic. And as I said, when I've took over, we were in the bottom 3. And then we decide, right, okay, what we're going to do to arrest this, and what we've got and how we've got it and how we went about it. And we managed to be. And unfortunately, you know, the transfer window, the January, Codger disappearing, 2 or 3 getting injured, all of a sudden, you know, 2-3 games can go to 6 like it has. So we have to find a way of getting back to getting a result.
Good players, we've seen them, highly expensive players, we've seen them. And yet they make errors. Mm-hmm. How does that happen?
Well, individual mistake you can't legislate for. I have to say, if you keep making them, like I've just said to the players today, you keep making these mistakes, then you can't play for Aston Villa. Mm. It's simple as that, you know. The reason why we have one of the high wage bills like we've got is we have to handle the expectation and play under that pressure. You have to be able to handle that pressure of playing for a club like this. And unfortunately, when you're playing under pressure, you make mistakes. And that's what we've done, you know. We've been punished for the mistakes, and every little mistake we're making is being punished, which usually happens when you're up against it.
You said you'd been accused of not caring by an ex-player and all the rest of it, but teams usually mirror their manager. You must be disappointed because they don't mirror you.
Not yet. Not yet. But if I think I'm just going to turn it around in 4 months, Tom, then I'm mistaken. But eventually, I will. I will get a team that everybody will say that is one of my teams. I was asked that yesterday. You know, is it the Steve Bruce team? I says, no, not yet, because we get beat too often. And I'm not used to getting beat too often in this league. A bit different in the big league, I understand that. But at this league, but, you know, you have to be spot on now, because in the past, in the Championship, what used to be able to hand, you used to go and get a player for a month or two. You know, now we have to be window to window. So we've made huge change, you know. And I didn't think that the team that I inherited was a Steve Bruce team. So we've made strides towards it. I'm convinced that all the boys we've brought in, we haven't seen the 2 fullbacks yet. Yeah. I'm convinced that there will be good players for this club. I think they desperately, desperately want to win, and I think they're desperate to succeed. They've all got a bit of hunger in their belly to succeed, so I hope they've given them the platform. Certainly, they've all played at this level very, very well. The next step is, can they play at this level for this club? And that is the million-dollar question. I'm convinced they can, because they're all the ones we've brought in made of the right stuff.
You're off to Newcastle. They'll be looking at Villa's current form and thinking, here we go, this is another step towards promotion. You've got that to contend with as well.
Yeah. Well, we have, you know, but, you know, some would argue Newcastle versus Aston Villa should be in the big league, and it ain't. So, you know, there you go. It can happen to some club like us. They're making a better fist of it this year than what we are. And they've got a highly experienced manager. What better place to go and try and put it right? Can we go up there? Can we go up there? And can we go and get result? And, you know, let's hope we can.
Just finally from me, you've got every massive games to come, Steve. Mm. Big games, very important games, including the bottom four away from home. Mm-hmm. And those are big six-pointers. Do the players realise the position they're in?
Well, I think so now. I don't think they're that silly. I think they understand that they're in a scrap. And, you know, as I said, 6 weeks ago, we're looking to see if we can catch the top ones. You know, we're 3-4 points off it. Look, we've had a horrible 5 weeks. That's where it is. That's the way the championship is. We've just seen the mighty Liverpool only win 1-10. It can happen. So what do you do about it? You've got to see it through, get on with it, do your jobs, do the basics, stop making mistakes, and go and sneak a 1-0. Like when I did when we first arrived, we sneaked a 1-0 at Reading. All of a sudden, give everybody, wow, you could take the shackles off, almost. So that's what we have to strive to do again, however we get it.
You've been a boyhood Newcastle fan. What would it mean to you to go up there and turn the tide at St James's Park?
Well, look, it's a long time since I've been up there, but my family are still there. I think everybody knows and associates me that, you know, I'm from the northeast, so there's nothing better to go and turn them over. I'm sure I'll get a bit of stick because I managed the arch rival. But what a place it'll be. I'm sure it'll be a full house, live on the telly, 50,000-odd. It's what a game of football should be. Great atmosphere, and I look forward to the challenge of it.
You're not just a boy from the northeast. You grew up in a council estate where it was all black and white, and you're word perfect on Newcastle against Liverpool in the FA Cup final, aren't you, in 74?
I certainly was. I was a 14-year-old and learnt then how cruel football can be when we got our backsides kicked, or Newcastle got the backsides kicked off. Off Liverpool.
No, we will do, Stu. That's
we will do. We will
no,
do.
We got exactly. Yeah. That's much more like it.
Look, I was a boy. I'm from Newcastle. They were my team, but you know, it's been a long time. But yeah, look forward to the challenge, as I said.
Who's the former Villa player who reckons you don't care?
Ah, oh, look, it's up for you to do. It's up for you to do your homework on that. But I don't really go into social media at all. But I think for the lad who did it now, he should know me better than that. You know, if one thing I haven't been good enough, but to not care about it. And I just say to everybody, Pat, look, I've waited for an opportunity like this for 20 years. It's a great football club and it's had problems. However, I've only been here 4 months. I am confident and I'm determined that I'll turn it round. Given time, I will turn it round. I know for a fact I'll turn it round, but it's not going to happen just overnight, because it's very, very difficult to do that with the situation the club has found itself. It's had so much change, it's scary.
Steve, why are you so convinced that you are the man to turn it round?
Well, I'm the only person, I don't want to blow up smoke up my own backside, but I'm the only person who's got out this division 4 times. So I think I know what it takes. And I know what it takes, and we're not there yet. I understand what it takes and what you have to get there. And it's fair to say we're not there yet. And we have got to find a team, and as I've said to you, with change, constant change. I'll just give you an example. Jack Grealish, in 2 years, a real talent, we all understand that, has had 6 different managers, 6 different philosophies, 6 different ways of playing this way, that way, the other way. You know, he must be lost in it. You know, we've had huge turnaround in terms of people in and people out, whether it's coaches, management staff, managers, and then you look at the players. There's something like 30 ins and outs since last summer. So the club needs a bit of stability. To buy that stability, I need a few results. I understand that too. And we're only as good as a result. So today, look, I haven't been good enough for 6 weeks. I understand that. But don't tell me I don't care, because that is really, really disappointing. And that's why I'm confident that I'll do it.
The players seem to be shriveling, though, Steve. Have you thought about sports psychologists, or are you using?
We've got one.
You've got one, right? Okay.
We've got one. They're in house. Look, in my experience with it, all the players we've brought in are young and hungry, and no disrespect to Brentford or Barnsley, where we've brought in three, is a bit different expectation to go and play at Aston Villa. Now, I am quietly very confident that these lads will rise to that challenge and thrive in it.